Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the gospel that you heard from Mark in the 10th chapter, again at verse 13. And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them. For to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. This is God's word. Jesus loved children. He went out of his way to spend time with them. And ever since, his church has tried to do the same. And the church's desire to receive the little ones has given birth to things like Christian day schools, Christian preschools, Christian Sunday schools, not to mention all kinds of groups and activities. Simply put, a church that does not serve its children ignores the way Jesus conducted his business and risks losing its future. However, Jesus doesn't point to a child in order to say, "You guys really ought to start a Christian school." He does it to say, "This child could school you. You've got to have what this child has." I don't think I can overstate how weird this would have sounded to the adults of Jesus' time. And truth be told, even though children enjoy rights and privileges these days that would have been unthinkable in the biblical era, it sounds pretty weird to us too. There's a reason for that. The gospel always sounds strange because nothing else works the way it does. Mark tells us earlier in a couple chapters prior what led up to this moment. Jesus' disciples had been arguing the question, who is the greatest in the kingdom of God? Now, people do this all the time, from greatest baseball player to greatest president, from greatest singer to greatest school. We concern ourselves with who is the best. And that almost always has to do with performance. The disciples, we learn, were doing this with themselves, trying to establish a pecking order of some sort. Worse yet, they were preventing people from bringing children to Jesus, thinking that this was a waste of time or somehow beneath Jesus. So Mark says, Jesus becomes indignant, which sounds very civilized, doesn't it? But it means he was angry and annoyed. Why? Because the gospel was at stake. He says, "Let the children come to me, do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." What in the world was Jesus talking about? This is a proclamation of the gospel. This is challenging news. And at the same time, it's the greatest news. And it all hinges on what Jesus meant by receiving the kingdom of God like a child. What is he getting at? Well, let's think for a minute. What would you say is the biggest difference between children and adults? There's lots of ways to answer that question, of course. One of the biggest differences that I can see between children and adults is control. Control over their lives. Adults have it, children don't. As I mentioned before, in the culture of Jesus' time, children had even less control over their lives than they do now. Roman citizens, fathers of the household in particular, had the right to execute their children if the situation warranted it. Imagine that. So what does it mean to receive the kingdom of God like a child? I believe that it means more than just having childlike, unquestioning faith, though it's not less than that, and it certainly is that. I believe, though, that when Jesus says, receive the kingdom of God like a child, he means surrender control of your life to God. Become the child and let God parent you. Let him set the rules, set the agenda, guide your steps, and do so willingly, trusting that he has your best interest in mind. See, what this is really is an admission that if I'm going to be in the kingdom of God, he has to bring me in. There's no other way to gain entrance. To receive the kingdom of God like a child is to give up any sense that I deserve this. A child is in no position to throw his weight around and demand to be let in. But he can be brought in by someone who has authority. Do you see the implications? No one earns the kingdom. That doesn't mean you can't get in. It is gifted to people. It's grace that gives you a place in the kingdom. And once that light bulb goes on, you can't go back to acting like it works another way. That's why Jesus got annoyed with his disciples. They were acting like they were the ones who opened the door to the kingdom. They weren't. Jesus was. A child wouldn't even try. The children just wanted to be with Jesus because he was good and lovable. He paid attention to them. They just wanted him. When we talk about surrendering control, you should know that Jesus isn't asking you to do anything that he wouldn't do himself, that he hasn't done himself. He surrendered control of his life to his Father. And his Father required that life from him. This was by no means easy, and the Gospels reveal Jesus' great distress in Gethsemane with the cross just hours away. But he went through with it. He submitted to his Father's will. He endured everything to pay for your sin. He died on that cross to bring you into his kingdom. And now the kingdom of God can be given to you. You can be with God. You can receive it like a child because you didn't do a thing to make it happen. Jesus paid for it all, which means that it is his to give. And he would give it to you. He wants to give it to you. And this is where all talk of giving begins. Everything I have is a gift from God, including my status with God. It's all pure gift, including my standing before God, my place in his kingdom. I am not a forgiven child of God because I have earned it with decent behavior. I'm a forgiven child of God because I'm loved. I don't have what I have because it's owed to me. I have what I have Because I'm loved. I'm not called as a disciple because I'm qualified to be one. I'm called to be a disciple because I'm loved. We fight this all the time because earning it, you owe me, building my resume, it's in our blood. But it's not the gospel. It's not the way God deals with you. God's love for you is not contingent on your being good. And it doesn't stop when you're bad. You're loved without conditions, and the proof is in the blood of Jesus. And when that love hits bottom, when it finally breaks through, you'll know it because you start doing things the same way, His way, the way of love, the way of grace. I don't then give to get something from God. I give because I've been given to. You see the difference? I don't serve to earn points. I serve because I've been served by the ultimate servant. In other words, God keeps pouring His love into you, and the effect is you start doing things not from duty, not from obligation, not even from guilt, but from thankful, sacrificial love. That switch gets flipped by love. And it makes you a giving, generous person. It makes giving a joy, an act of worship, because it's free of this got to, ought to syndrome. Instead, in light of the cross of Jesus, it's I get to, I can't wait to. It thrills me to. That's so refreshing. Because you are becoming aligned with Jesus' mission, the mission that He's given His church, beginning with the fact that He has authority, all authority over heaven and earth. He has tasked His church with making disciples everywhere. And we can't make disciples if we are not disciples first. And how do you know if you're a disciple? Here's the payoff. A disciple is someone who has received the kingdom of God like a child. It has been given as pure gift and received with great life-changing joy. And a disciple is a person who has built their life around this gift. It's become your center of gravity. The decisions that you make spin off of this center. And the way into this life of discipleship is exposure to the Word of God and the Gospel over time. So let's encourage each other to grow in this way, to surrender control to God. Let Him give to you. Let Jesus bless you and touch your life. And respond in kind. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please teach us what it means to be Your disciple, to receive Your great gifts with joy, and to respond with generosity because of what we've seen in Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.